Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Billy Crone is back with more details on Trump and the Stargate prophecies. And then a little later, Larry Stamm will help us share our faith without fear. Faithful friends, it's our effort to have 500 monthly supporters join the work here at Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm so excited to let you know we have individuals and families that have committed to supporting SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall on a monthly basis. Will you join these faithful friends with your monthly gift? Visit SWRC.com and click the Donate Now button, or simply call 800-652-1144. Please, friends, be one of the faithful 500 this month. Your recurring monthly gift helps us continue this kingdom-sized mission every single day. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino.
Billy Crone is the pastor-teacher of Get a Life Ministries. He has written extensively on prophetic topics, and most importantly, he has the burden for seeing souls saved, and I think that's really, really important. Let's face it, that's what the Bible is all about, and that's what prophecy is all about. Thank you, Billy Crone, for being on the show once again. Tell us about Bible prophecy and seeing souls saved, because, I mean, you know, we get off and learn about these other things. That's good. I'm not against that. But tell us about prophecy and evangelism.
Well, really, prophecy on the first front is prophecy drills into your head a wonderful benefit, and that is it proves that the Bible had to come from God. Because When God predicts the future, he not only gets it 100% correct, but it is in great intimate detail. You know, it's not like the so-called psychics today, and their big feat was, hey, I predict that. What's that? You live in downtown New York City? Okay, today you're going to go out of your house and see somebody you never saw before. Well, duh, right? But when God predicts the future, right, he predicts it in great minute detail, even down to some of the prophecies, like predicting a person's name before they even came into Cyrus, you know. All this stuff, it's just like, wow. So what it does is it proves that the Bible had to come from God. And so if the Bible came from God, you might want to get in there and read it, number one, right? Which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen the stats, but 52% of people who attend church services doubt the authority of the Bible. They're not sure that there is absolute truth. And I'm going like, well, no wonder, because you're not teaching prophecy that drills in your head this book had to come from God. But the second one is, it's great for evangelism as well. Because God's very clear that what is coming to this planet after the rapture is the seven-year tribulation. Jesus said it, I did. It's the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that if God didn't shorten the time frame, i.e. keep it to 7 years, the entire human race would be destroyed. So, and then gives us in massive detail in the book of Revelation alone, that's not the only prophetic book, but in Revelation alone, you got chapter 6 forward, right? You got, man, all these seal judgments, trumpet judgments, the bowl judgments, and I mean, the earth is just being pummeled and pummeled for year after year for 7 years nonstop. It's horrible, and it is freaky reading. Okay, but and you're going, well, man, if this is really going to happen, you'd think that God, if he was a God of love, he'd tell people. Folks, he's been telling us for 2,000 years, and that's the whole point. As Peter says, God's not slow, as some people count slowness. He's not being slack. He's not going there, well, gee, I wonder if I should do something sometime. Are you kidding me? He's appointed a day called Judgment Day, and the hammer's coming down. Right now, he's not being slow. Right now, he's saving. He's given people a chance to get saved now.
Amen.
Before Judgment Day comes. That's why he's been telling us he's giving you a 2,000-year head start before it happens. Hey, you got to get saved. Hey, you got to get saved. Hey, you know. And so, again, that's the benefit of Bible prophecy. I tell Christians this all the time, Dr. Spurgeon, you know, is God tells us so much about the seven-year tribulation, not because we Christians are going to be there, because we're not. He tells us because it is gory, it is horrible, so that we can develop a heart of compassion like he has.
Amen.
And warn people in love, don't go there.
Yep.
That's why. It's not for us. It's for those who are left behind. But while there's still time, get saved so you're not left behind. And so, again, all these are benefits. They're positive benefits of preaching prophecy, but it's not being taught today. So you wonder why the world's gotten so anemic and powerless, worldly, sinful, You got to get back to prophecy. Let people know that there's a job to do. We got to get the gospel out. And number two, stop living for this stinking world.
Amen.
The world to come that we see in Bible prophecy is going to blow this garbage can away, man. And so we need to finish strong as the church.
That's certainly wonderful, wonderful explanation. And I wonder if our listeners really realize what a world without the human element will be like. You know, you were talking a little while ago, I would think, man, a lot of people could just commit suicide. I mean, I can't take this. I mean, the human element is so much a part of our lives, the way we raise our kids, hug our wives. Robots know nothing about this. And what will it be like to be in that kind of a world? Well, it's going to happen in a tribulation, and we can certainly escape through the Lord Jesus Christ. But tell us about a world without the human element. The police aspect, just looking at you and all they're thinking about, this is a bad guy. He's broken a law. Let's get him. That's all that matters.
Yeah, well, again, that's not coming. That's what's coming with this AI Stargate program. Again, yeah. I'm not saying Trump did this on purpose. He's working for the Antichrist. I'm not saying any of that stuff. Of course not. I'm just saying this is what's going to happen because the Bible tells us what's going to happen. And it's going to rapidly speed up the process of AI. It literally, and to use their term, not mine, they said this is as big of a historic decision as the Manhattan Project, you know, the development of the atomic bomb. And I agree with them. This is going to speed up the process of AI so fast, it's not even funny. And again, but what's coming with that is a world that's controlled by AI and a humanless world that's controlled by AI. The human element's being removed. Again, we talked about before with the police, but again, it's not just the police. It's any human job that you can think of. And believe it or not, that includes the military. It includes the medical. In fact, let me give you some examples of where it's heading in the medical, because we have a whole section on that aspect as well. But the medical industry, AI is, most people have no idea, AI is already controlling the back end of the medical community, the administration. And then we're getting used to not even seeing a human doctor. We have AI chatbots. Wow. And to where they will diagnose you or they'll check you in and things of that nature. And so it's already happening. Again, it's not coming, it's already happening. But the problem, when you have AI controlling the administration part, the administration is the one who grants you permission or not permission to receive medical treatment. Now, talk about leverage. Talk about, boy, you could do something pretty horrible. Can you imagine if you had, and again, the 7-year tribulation is not for the church, but it's for the people left behind. Unfortunately, if you get saved today, you don't have to be there. But for those that are going to be there, you know, I mentioned all these judgments come from God, the sealed judgments, the trumpet judgments, the bowl judgments. My theory is this, Dr. Sparagamino, those that survive, they're going to need some medical care.
Yep.
Hello, you got asteroids slamming to the earth. You got earthquakes so big it shakes every mountain and island. This is massive, right? Not everybody's going to die. A lot of people are, but not everybody's going to die. So they're going to need medical care. Now, can you imagine going to a hospital after some of these judgments and the leverage the Antichrist will have? What's that? You need to get those burns treated from one-third of the earth being burned up, as the Bible says will happen. Then, oh, sure, no problem. Bow a knee. Take the mark. Worship the beast.
Right. Yep.
Right? And again, this is what AI, it's cold. It's inhuman. It does what it's programmed to do. You see, in a time of crisis, like, you know, somebody comes in and their body's all burned up and they come to a hospital and they say, oh man, I need treatment, you know, help me. Humans, in general, have an element of compassion. We're creating the image of God. But these aren't humans anymore.
Right.
And so they don't care. It's a machine. It'll look at you with zero compassion. And if you don't fit the paradigm, if you don't have the mark, you're going to be shut out of the system. And that's already being put into play, folks. AI is already taking over healthcare. Their term, not mine, they said it's the fourth industrial revolution in healthcare, right? And again, as I briefly mentioned in the previous broadcast, they're doing the same thing with doctors and nurses and even surgeons. I have video of AI robotic surgeons, just like Star Trek, just like Star Wars, which, by the way, was warming us up to this reality, to where they will perform surgery. They will diagnose you and things of that nature. Now, again, what if you're in a time of crisis and let's say you didn't have the mark? Do you think you're going to convince a robot doctor to help you? Do you think you won't even make it past the AI administration? and then, right, and then you need surgery for something, and you refuse to take the mark, the robotic surgeon ain't going to do nothing. He's programmed. He will not activate and do anything until he scans your right hand or your forehead. He can see where all this is headed. And folks, this is not coming. It's being put into place. This is the danger. This is Revelation 13 popping off the pages. It's crazy. No wonder Jesus said, it's going to be the worst in the history of mankind. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if people think, well, robots wouldn't murder people. Are you kidding me? I got this on tape. I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize it was this bad. Not only, and this doesn't make the news, but I found it. I scrounged it up, researching. And there's a massive amount of robot murders already happening all over the planet.
Wow.
It could be in factories. Oh, I'm not joking. I mean, all of a sudden the robot goes nuts and it impales people, right? And I kid you not, speaking of robot surgeons, and I quote, this is a quote, it's on tape, it's on video, you can see if you get the study. There is one, quote, robot surgeon who has already killed 114 people. And they actually said, after they followed that up, quote, if it was a real human, they would be the biggest serial killer in the history of mankind.
Right.
And so this is crazy. Now, that's them, quote, making a mistake or whatever. But I thought computers didn't make mistakes. But here's the point. These things will do what they're designed to do. So then now let's flip it around and let's get even more creepy. Let's say they want to get rid of you because you didn't take the mark. And then you survive this giant one-third of the Earth being burned up. Or maybe the asteroid slammed into the sky and it created a giant tsunami that took out one-third of the ships. Whatever. Pick a disaster that's coming. And you make it to the hospital. And let's say they, even though you didn't have the mark, they purposely let you go in. And you go, hey, this is great. Right? And they say, oh, you need surgery right away. So they take you in the surgery room and they kill you with a robot. Now, this sounds crazy. It sounds like, oh, man, now you're going off your rocker. Folks, I am describing the system that's being built right now, right? And I'm not, again, I'll say it again. I'm not saying Trump did this on purpose, saying I'm working for the Antichrist. I think he's thinking, because of what he's told, this is going to make America great again. It's going to stimulate jobs. I don't think these people have told him the whole story, things of that nature. I'm just saying, hey, man, we got to talk about this, because this is Revelation 13 coming off the page. And this decision, folks, it was a $500 billion, not million, half a trillion dollar investment. First day in office, this is what the thing's going to do. Oh,
all
and
right,
by
well.
The way, to prove the point, I've got the guys who are heading up this program on tape admitting this is what they're going to do with it.
Right. Well, friends, you'll want the book and the 5-disc video set, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. You can have your own copy of this fascinating and, frankly, scary material. The material that we're making available is the kind of material you can use in preaching, teaching, in the morning service, midweek service, or a home Bible study. 1-800-652-1144. Now, Pastor Billy, you know, the Lord seems to lead you in a way that a succeeding book proceeds out of something you have already done. So how is Trump and the Stargate Prophecies connected with global elites and the Antichrist?
The common denominator with the global elites and the Antichrist, it was so big that we had two volumes. And that one's still out of the press. That's still current material. And we're still dealing with these critters. Okay, but basically, as I did 4 studies on Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all that stuff.
Right.
As I'm going through that study, I keep coming across these elites who also are helping to pull off what's called the Great Reset. Now, you call it the Great Reset all you want. It's basically the infrastructure for the Antichrist kingdom. But that's what led to, out of those 4 documentaries, led to the 2 documentaries of the Global Elites and the Antichrist, Volume 1 and 2, because they are also individual billionaire elites helping to pull off this infrastructure. And, of course, I dealt with King Charles, Yuval Noah Harari,
right,
Bill Gates, George Soros, and, believe it or not, Elon Musk. Okay, now, out of that study, as I'm getting familiar with, okay, here's what the infrastructure is, here's the game plan, here's what they need to pull it off, and then, knowing that prophecy does not stop, no matter who's in office, I'm going like, okay, what's going to happen when Trump gets in? He got in, and boy, it didn't take long. It was the first day, and the first day with this AI boost that they said is a historic thing, and I agree it is. It's going to speed up the process of developing this AI infrastructure that these guys admit, not Trump, these other guys admit they're going to use to build a global big brother system, nightmare system, monitoring system. I'll give you some homework. You could go look up IoT, Internet of Things, or IOB, Internet of Bodies, where they will be able to monitor anything and everything on the inside of you, outside of you, the global financial structure. We haven't got into that. We have a whole section on the global cryptocurrency society that, again, if you're going to monitor every single transaction on the planet, the buying and selling, Revelation 13, one, it has to be cashless. But number two, you can't hire enough people. How are you going to monitor anybody anywhere in the world in real time, 24/7, when they're trying to buy something, and then you monitor it, and then you get to purposely control it, whether they get to buy or sell? Well, folks, you can't hire enough people. That's AI. Again, AI is the whole thing. And again, what I do is we show them on tape that this is what they admit they're already doing. So it's not a theory that I have. I'm just exposing the game plan and then tying it into the ultimate game plan, who always gets it right, and that's God in the Bible. And the point is, we're not going to be there, but it leads to the society of the seven-year tribulation. And if we leave as Christians prior to that, which I believe we do, in the rapture, then we need to finish strong. We need to hurry up and save as many souls as we can.
Yep.
And in love and compassion, we need to warn as many people as we can, don't go there.
Pastor Billy, what about the woke people, the Gavin Newsoms and so forth? Are they ever going to realize that there's this problem, or are they going to just say, boy, I like that kind of thing, we'll just sit around and receive government checks? Will they ever wake up? Will they ever come to Trump's side? Or do you think they'll side with this craziness that we're talking about?
Well, I think a lot of them have already shown that, and I hate to say it. Now, first of all, everybody's redeemable. Anybody can be saved. You're talking to a 1980s ex-head banger, drug addict, male chauvinist pig guy involved in Satanism, the occult, and New Age. I was demon-possessed, and I hated Christians. So God can save anybody. So I'm not saying that people have gone too far, even the woke crowd. We need to witness to them. That's the ultimate thing. However, you look at what's been done to these people, and they've been brainwashed by Hollywood, the media, the educational system. I can tell you stories from blue in the face. Okay, and a lot of them are showing what I believe the scripture says, that their consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. It's like no matter what you try to say to them, the truth, they're just burned. It's burned into them. But here's the really sad thing, is they're promoting an agenda that, and these elites' agenda that's preparing the way for the Antichrist agenda, that whether they realize it or not, is digging their own grave. Because at the end of the day, they're just being used as tools to bring in this type of a society so that these elites can achieve their sick goal. And their sick goal is they want to get rid of 90% of the population on the planet, and hence the useless eaters. But here's the big game plan. I'm just going to give you, and this is what they're building. You say, why would they want to get rid of 90% of the people? That's pretty sick. Well, first of all, that's what they think of us. They're the elites, after all. They know better. Right. We're just a bunch of dumb cattle to them. That's what they think of us. And these people in the woke crowd, they're just being used as tools. It's very sad, really. And frankly, it's satanic. But these guys, they want to bring down the population, not because we're overcrowded. That's a lie. Right. And I expose that in our Global Elites and Antichrist documentary. But they're doing it because they admit, and I have this on video, they admit that there's getting too many people have awakened to their agenda, and we're getting harder to control. So their way to get control back is to decimate the population to make it easier to control.
Right.
That's one half of the coin. The other half of the coin is, but they're the elites. They're the billionaires, the rich, the powerful. Do you think they're going to lower their living standard? Do you think they're going to own nothing and be happy as they're trying to lie to the planet? No. They're going to continue to live their lavish lifestyles and travel all the planet. If they get rid of 90% of people, how are they going to still do that? You're destroying the infrastructure. Ah, here comes the other plan. This is why, Dr. Spargimino, they're building this AI global system, including AI robotics, because you still need humans to pull off your lavish lifestyle, but humans are harder to control, so they're creating a humanless society that will still give them the ability to live their utopian lavish lifestyle. You see what they're doing? So they're basically replacing humans with non-humans so they can live their lavish lifestyle. And they're getting rid of humans also because it makes it easier for them to control the planet. That's it in a nutshell in about 30 years of research.
Well, it sounds like selfishness and greed is still behind everything. And of course, we all know that we were born sinners and we need to be saved. Well, friends, Pastor Billy has done a wonderful job. These are 20-minute shows, and they seem to go by so very quickly. So, Billy, thank you for being on our show once again, and may God continue to bless your wonderful ministry.
Amen. God bless you, too.
Some people are acting, since Donald Trump returned to office, like we're on a prophetic vacation, saying we can now relax and enjoy life without an apocalyptic care in the world. But is this true? Has Bible prophecy come to a screeching halt since Donald Trump became president again? Absolutely not. In Billy Crone's brand new study, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, this book and 5 DVD set takes you on an eye-opening journey that unveils how Donald Trump's decision to launch the AI Stargate program has single-handedly ratcheted up a plethora of Bible prophecy-related passages that simultaneously reveals how close we are to the rapture of the church and the 7-year tribulation. Make sure you order the book and 5 DVD set today when you call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. Order online as well, swrc.com. Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. Here you'll dive into all the ways the Stargate program is actually helping to fulfill Bible prophecy. 800-652-1144. Larry Stamm, author and Bible teacher, is here to help us share our faith without fear.
Shalom, friends. Larry Stamm here. So glad you are joining us as we continue in our teaching series, Serving in His Court, Biblical Principles for Personal Evangelism from the Heart of a Coach. In our last number of lessons, we spoke about witnessing conversations, and we talked about witnessing conversations from A to Z. Now we transition. In this series of episodes, we are now going to embark on the wonderful challenge of answering questions and objections to the Christian faith. How do you and I answer questions about and objections to the Christian faith? This actually can be a real stumbling block for the believer who desires to be an effective witness to others. I have had believers tell me when I've spoken at conferences, when I've done evangelism teachings and seminars at churches through the years, I've had people tell me, Larry, what if I don't know the answer? And I say, it's okay to not have an answer. Tell you a story. As a missionary to my Jewish people in New York City in the 2000s, I was visiting an Orthodox Jewish man. I'll call him Leon. Leon was an Orthodox Jewish man, and I was trying to tell him about Jesus. I'm in his apartment in Brooklyn one afternoon, and Leon said to me, Larry, Jesus can't possibly be our Messiah because of the curse of Jeconiah. What say you? Actually, when Leon posed that objection, I was tongue-tied, friend. I know you might find that hard to believe, but he actually posed a question that got me. I didn't know the answer. But instead of panicking, I was a trained missionary at the time, and I simply said to Leon, Leon, I don't know the answer, but I can get you a really good explanation. I can find an answer that will be sufficient. So after I told Leon that I would find him an answer, I went back to the office in Manhattan, and I found a response from Dr. Michael Brown, who is the foremost Jewish apologist in the world. He's a Jewish believer in Jesus. He loves the Lord, and he's written at least 5 volumes answering Jewish objections to Jesus. And I found the curse of Jeconiah. I printed that out, some other really, really good answers, and I gave it to Leon the next time I saw him. And Leon was appreciative. I can't tell you that Leon actually came to faith in Jesus as Messiah during my time of ministry to him. But that's an example of the fact that even a missionary may not have an answer on the spot. And that's okay. But understand there are lots of really good ministries If you don't have an answer offhand, and I get into coffee shop apologetics, which we'll talk about, there are lots of really good resources. I can pass along a couple to you here. One is the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. You can find it at CARM.org, CARM.org, CARM. It's a web resource, Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. They have answers to so many questions and objections. Another really good website that I like to use that I pass along to you is gotquestions.org. It reads like it sounds, gotquestions, one word, gotquestions.org. Those are really good resources. There are book resources if you want to read some books, if you choose the print form and like to get equipped in that way. Books like Josh McDowell's Evidence That Demands a Verdict, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, Volumes 1 and 2. There are other books like The Case for Christ. The Word tells us to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, and we don't answer a fool according to their folly. I'm not going to dig deep and provide answers and responses to someone who really isn't open to engaging cogent answers, okay? That is the number one thing we do when someone poses a question or objection to the Christian faith. And that's the most important thing you do initially. You find out if their inquiry or objection is sincere or insincere by simply asking them, hey, do you really want to know? Are you open to engaging a response that I provide for you? And that's our starting point as we think about answering questions and objections. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. Next time, we're going to continue on this very important topic. And until then, the Lord richly bless you and keep you. Shalom.
In Billy Crone's brand new study, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies, you'll go on an eye-opening journey that unveils how Donald Trump's decision to launch the AI Stargate program has single-handedly ratcheted up a plethora of Bible prophecy-related passages that simultaneously reveals how close we are to the rapture of the church and the seven-year tribulation. Order the book and 5-DVD set today. Call 800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com, Trump and the Stargate Prophecies. Here you'll dive into all the ways that the Stargate program is actually helping to fulfill Bible prophecy. 800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Donald Perkins will help us understand the book of Revelation. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.